Police raids against identitarian activist Martin Selner declared illegal. By Chris Tomlinson on December 17, 2019. Two police raids at the home of Austrian identitarian activist Martin Selner earlier this year have been declared illegal by a court in the city of Graz. The two raids came in March of 2019 following reports that Selner had received a €1,500 donation from Christchurch killer Brenton Tarrant at the beginning of 2018, a year before Tarrant would go on to massacre 50 people at a Christchurch mosque in New Zealand, Kronen Zeitung reports. According to the paper, Selner had issued a formal complaint about the two raids, and the court found that both raids, which saw Selner and his wife Brittany Selner, formerly Pettibone, have their computers and mobile phones taken, to be illegal and carried out without justified suspicion. Selner, who leads the hipster right Austrian identitarian movement, I.B.O, spoke to the newspaper Courier, stating that the raids and the investigation into whether or not he had formal links to Tarrant had damaged his reputation due to the media coverage of the raids. Austrian news website Tagesthemie was able to obtain the court ruling, which read, "At the time of the approval of the investigative measure, there was not any concrete, and therefore certainly no suspicion, that the applicant, Martin Selner, is a member of a terrorist organization." The court went on to note that ideological closeness between Tarrant and Selner is not enough to infer that the pair had real connections that would justify the raids. The court also rejected prosecution claims that Selner and co-leader Patrick Lennart had avoided taxes or committed any financial crimes. Selner spoke to Breitbart London on the impact of the raids on his life, saying, "My wife and I have been criminalized, surveilled, stripped of our civil rights, and robbed of our possessions. I have lost my travel rights to the USA and my name has been linked to the terror attack in Christchurch on a global scale." He added that the house raids adversely affected his activist movement as well, saying, "Our movement lost two patriotic centers, countless bank accounts, and almost all social media accounts. All this is irreversible and the decision of the High Court doesn't change much, but admitting in hindsight that this was all illegal. The mainstream media, of course, keeps almost silent about it." The judgment comes after former populist interior minister and member of the Freedom Party, F.P.O, Herbert Kickl had announced that Selner had no known personal relationship with Tarrant in March. It also comes just over a year after 17 members of the IBO had been put on trial by the same Graz prosecutor who had ordered the raids on Selner's home. The prosecutor alleged that the members of the IBO were guilty of forming a criminal organization under Austria's anti-mafia laws, but the charges were later rejected by a court which acquitted the activists. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.